Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Charles Ruzkowski, CHARLESRUSZKOWSKI, date of birth 08/19/1941, date of appointment October 31st, 2024, requesting physician. M. Siddiq Tai, M-S-I-D-D-I-Q-U-E-T-A-I. Dear Dr. Tai, I have the pleasure of seeing Charles Ruzkowski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 83-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who has a history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post right upper lobe lobectomy, status post definitive chest radiation, and chemotherapy. Patient is complaining of balance problem for the last 1 to 2 months. He is having pain in the left foot. He has numbness in the legs. He has a back pain and neck pain. He fell 3 to 4 times. Hard time holding things and dropping from the hand. Had surgery of the ulcer on the right, left foot, now in the band-aid. CT of the head done, which is negative. MRI of the brain cannot be done due to pacemaker. Past medical history, history of lung cancer, chronic pulmonary disease, asbestosis, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, hyperthyroidism, essential hypertension, sleep apnea, GERD, peripheral vascular disease, past surgical history, coronary artery stent placement, cholecystectomy, right lobe, right upper lobe, removal from the lung, pacemaker placement, allergy to ceftin, iodinated contrast media, neosporin, penicillin, medications, Eliquis, ondansetron, furosemide, losartan, metoprolol, atorvastatin, nitroglycerin, compazine, levothyroxine, oxybutynin, tamsulosin, omnipec, please remove omnipec. Socialist, his ex-smoker stopped smoking 1994. Ex-heavy drinker, stopped drinking 1994, now drinks socially. He is retired, he is married, live with the wife, have 7 children. Family history, mother deceased with diabetes and heart problem, father deceased, heart problem, 1 sister deceased, heart problem and cancer, 3 brothers deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having weakness, trouble walking, poor control of the bladder, impotence, physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tendon reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, decreased hearing on both sides. Number 3, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.